So what is your recent experience of travelling?
I've actually not travelled much abroad, apart from conferences associated with my research, for quite a long time now. But as a kid, I always wanted to travel. I read a lot of books about travel, and I was always fascinated by what I read about other countries. So I've worked abroad three times. I worked in Africa, I worked in Singapore, and I've worked in North America. And each of those jobs gave me opportunity to travel in surrounding countries. So I travelled. I saw a lot of countries in Africa, right, and off the coast, Madagascar and Mauritius and so on. I travelled a lot from Singapore, saw a lot of Southeast Asia. And in North America, I lived in Colorado, and I travelled a lot and saw most of Southwest and Northwestern states, Northeast, and down to Mexico as well.
Mm-hmm. Any particular country that stuck in your mind?
I mean, America is an amazing place. It's got such a variety of scenery. And if you love mountains and you love deserts, then you love the United States. The Himalayas were fantastic. Northern Pakistan. I travelled around Kashgar in the northwest of China, and that was amazing. There's so many amazing places, and all very different. Yeah.
Was there any particular country that you would think it would never go again?
I found India. You were talking about India, and I found India very difficult. It was very hot when we went there. It was 47 degrees, and a lot of people, I think, were bad-tempered because of the heat, so right, travelling was very difficult. Travelling in China in 1986 was quite difficult because of my limited Chinese, and it wasn't set up for tourists, so it was difficult to sleep and so on.